那接下来呢，我们很高兴李克信弟兄啊，从加州来到我们中间，一面在福音上和我们一同的配搭，另外一面来说，他也有机会呢，能够在这里跟我们有交通。
We are fortunate to have Brother Ke Xin Lee here to coordinate with us both in the gospel meeting and here in the fellowship.
他是在这个加州南加州这个 Riverside 这个地方，他原来在这个 UC Riverside 教书。我昨天才知道，我们亲爱的贾文华弟兄就是在李弟兄家受浸的。
Amen. Brother Lee used to serve in the campus of UC Riverside, and our dear brother Wen Hua Jiang was baptized in his house.
Amen. The
most valuable item in their house is their bathtub.
听说超过300个人了，差不多。
More than or around 300 persons, saints were baptized there.
那我们弟兄在那边教书，有带有很多的学生，所以我们想啊，那我们的弟兄。我不多说，弟兄可以给我们做一点见证。我们发现我们弟兄实在是一个好的榜样，特别是一些在职的圣徒们，如何把我们自己摆在教会生活中，也同这个照顾儿女、照顾好自己的职业各方面，在教会中服侍。我们盼望弟兄，我们接下来的时间就交给他，让他能够跟我们有些的交通。
Amen.
Amen. We ask the brother to fellowship us, especially he is a good pattern how we can both work and take care of all the things around us and still serve the Lord. Amen.
那我不晓得今天主日聚会有没有时间问问题，但是呢，我们弟兄感谢主，他愿意留下来继续跟我们有交通。所以刚才刘森弟兄有报告过了，我们午饭以后我们继续的有交通。
Amen.
各方面的问题，各样的问题，弟兄姊妹有需要问的。
After lunch, we have a Q&A section where you can have the chance to ask questions. Amen.
Well, very happy to be here, and especially participating in this wonderful, glorious gospel.
我很荣幸可以在这里，在这个荣耀的福音上有份。
You know, brothers really make a call that all can rise up to shepherd and take care of the new ones.
弟兄们有一个呼召说，我们都要起来照顾这些新生。
And for some of you, I probably know what's in your mind thinking about. That is, I'm too busy.
我知道你们有些人的想法啊，你在想我太忙了。
You know, I have a lot of study to do.
我好多的学业。
I have a lot of kids. If you are parents.
我有孩子，如果你是父母的话。
Working is and my work is very, very demanding.
啊，我的工作实在是太忙了。
So among perhaps many other reasons.
还有许多各样的理由。
So brother asked me to give some testimonies. So I will start with being a student, then being a parent, then being a working saint.
既然我有机会做这样的见证，我就从我做学生讲起，再讲我做父母，然后再讲我在职。
Because I have been all of them.
这些我都经历过。
So because time limit, I'll just have some give something very brief. I was saved when I was a freshman. So, and after I got saved in the half a year, in a conference, I consecrated my whole life to the Lord.
我是在我大一的那年得救的，然后在一次奉献的聚会里面，我将我的所有奉献给主。
So from then on, my being a student.As far as my study is concerned, and you know, my first priority is always the Lord and the church life.
从那以后，在我这个学生的时期里，我的首要总是把首要的地位给主，还要给教会生活。
So what I arrange my time is such that I know when is my class, when are my classes scheduled, and After I fill in my schedule, and then I fill in all the meeting schedule.
在我的排时间表的时候，我先把我必须去的上课的时间排进，然后我就把聚会的时间排进去。
Because these are the times I cannot change. It's not determined by me.
这些就是说我不能够决定的时间。
And the other times, and then I will schedule my study, and also other things.
剩下的时间我就安排我的学习还有其他生活的事情。
Well, so my testimony is this: if you give the Lord the first priority,
我的见证就是，如果你把主摆在第一位
，and then the Lord will bless you in many aspects.
主就会在许许多的方面来祝福你。
Because then you learn how to do the time management.
然后那样你就知道啊、怎么样来安排你的时间。
And how to study effectively and efficiently.
怎样有效率的来学习。
And then they will enlarge your capacity.
然后主也会扩大我们的度量。
You will have some pressure.
你会有感觉有压力。
But actually, it's good to have pressure.
但事实上，这个压力是对我们有益处的。
Because thou enlarging.
这个压力会使我们的度量得扩大。
It will actually perfect you.
会使我们啊、得成全。
And I have to say, you know, I was very, very busy.
我必须说，我是非常非常的忙。
But busy with something is worthwhile.
但是呢，我忙碌的是有价值的。
And also, you have to set the priority.
然后你必须把这个顺序摆对。
So the most important things get done.
当最重要的事情做完了
，and the lesser ones will just fall away.
然后啊、不太重要的事情就会跟着。
And you will have to do this for the rest of your life anyway.
在你余下的一生里面，你总是要这样子的来做事情。
No one will have enough time to do everything they want to do.
我们没有任何一个人是有时间做我们所有想做的事。
You always have to prioritize.
你必须要把这个重要性排出来。
So you might also learn when you are young.
所以在年轻的时候就可以学这个功课。
So suffice to say, that's how my church life was.
所以啊、这就是我的教会生活。
I serve a lot in the meetings.
啊、我在聚会中有许多的服事。
I was in a lot of services.
我也对我在许多的服事当中有份。
I take care of the junior high service group.
啊、我在带初中的学生。
And after that, I take care of high schoolers.
然后我在服侍高中生
and I certainly serve the campuses.
然后我也服侍大学生
and even when I was a student, I also served districts.
当我在这个学生还做学生的时候，我也在区的服侍里面有份
and certainly morning revival, you know, visiting ones, taking care of this one, that one, that's all first put in my schedule.
然后当我把晨兴还有啊、探望照顾人。都排在我的、时间表里面
ask,
首先排在我的时间表
Do you still have any time to study?
然后你问我说你有时间学习吗
Yes, there are still time for study
我说有的确实有时间学习
And sometimes you do have to encroach into your sleeping time
但有的时候你确实需要牺牲一点你睡眠的时间
But these are all good exercise for young people
但这些对于年轻人来说都是很有益的锻炼
And I have to testify to you Actually my grades did not suffer
我可以向你们做见证，我的学习成绩并没有下降。
Not only that, through the Lord's blessing, it's get better.
不但如此，借着主的祝福，还更好了。
Because time, you really don't have to give you all the detail.
我确实没有时间来给你们做的细节。
Because at the time, you know, because what I mentioned to you, because I love the Lord, I go to the meeting so much, and then I cannot live at home anymore.
我的见证就是说，我因为我这样的爱主啊。我经常去这样的聚会，我没有时间回家了。
No, I can't. Well, okay. Because in the morning I got up, I read the Bible.
早上我就啊、起来就读经。
And the evening I go to the meeting.
晚上我就去聚会。
And my parents look at me, "What are you doing?"
然后我的父母就看着我说，你到底在干什么呢
？And there's a lot of conflict, you may say.
啊、他去在家里面还有许多的冲突。
So I say, well, in this case, I consider I have to move out. Otherwise, every day it will be unpleasant.
我想说，不如我就啊搬出家里住，不然的话，成天都要经历这样。
Of course, my parents certainly, you know, vehemently oppose it.
啊、我的父母实在是非常的反对。
Because they think, well, if you already not studying, if you move out, certainly you're not going to study at all.
更加反对说，如果你在家里都不学习，你出去住了，你更加不学习。
All the parents certainly love their kids, and when they're student, they want their kids to have a good grades and study well.
所有的父母都是这样，他们爱自己的孩子，而且也希望他们在学生的时候可以好好的学习。
And you move out, certainly there will be increased financial burden.Because the rent, food, and so forth, everything will increase the financial burden.
当你出去的时候，这个花费也更多了。
So make a long story short, I made a deal with my parents.
所以呢，简单的说，我就跟我父母达成了一个协议。
I say, well, you let me try for a semester.
说你让我试一个学期。
I guarantee you, I'll get a straight A.
我保证你我得全 A.
And also, I will not spend a dime. I will be self-supported.
我不会花你们一分钱，我会是啊、用我自己的钱。
So I was just praying this before the Lord.
我就是把这个祷告到主的面前。
And the Lord is faithful.
这个主是信实的。
And then I was able to move out.
然后我就真的搬出去了。
And then actually, you know, through the Lord's arrangement, I was able to find a place, and then I don't have to pay the rent.
在主的奇妙的主宰之下，我找到了一个地方，我是不需要付租金的。
Because you live in the dorm, and my one said, you know, I was not able to live in the dorm because of my distance to the college is not qualified to live in the dorm. But those who are in the longer distance, they can, and then they still have a spare bed available, but they don't want anybody to get in there. But they told me, well, as I was telling about this, they said, oh, if you want to come, we'll let you in there.
我家住的离学校太近，我不可以在学校有宿舍，但是有的有人他在学校有一个床，他不要别人住，就单要我住。
So I got a free rent. Hallelujah.
所以大明族我就有这么一个免费的地方可以住。
And then I was thinking about this, and then some of my friends told me, hey, there are some tutoring. Do you want to do?
然后我的朋友就告诉我说，哎，有这个做家教的，你要不要去做
？So I don't even have to ask. People ask me.
我不用去找，哎，自然有人来找我。
And the good thing is they got $20. Well, not dollar, $20. If they say $20 an hour, I got $40.
所以我当时得的价钱是平时家教市价的两倍。
And I set the time, the schedule is I have the full control.
我可以自由安排我什么时候给那个人做家教。
And after semester, I did get a straight A.
然后确实在这学习完之后，我所有的科都拿了 A.
Yo, I'm just saying this, young students, you know, if you serious with the Lord will be serious with you.
所以我想向年轻的学生们说，如果你对主是认真的，主对你也是认真的。
This is a good time to practice and exercise how to live by faith.
这就是一个很好的时候啊，我们来训练我们怎样凭信而。
You know, we have to work hard. I'm not saying, you know, I don't work hard. I study very hard. Whenever I've got the time, I do.
我们需要努力的学习，我自己就是非常努力。
But we have to trust in the Lord and see how the Lord will be responsible for you.
我们需要，但是我们需要对主有信心，看主如何来负我们的责任。
So for the young students, you know, you may have a lot to study and so forth, but always put the Lord as your first priority.
学生们，你们可能有许多的课业，但是要把主摆在第一位。
And you do need to study hard.
但你确实要努力的学习。
But the Lord will make you study smart also.
但主的同时也会让你有智慧的学习。
Amen.
Yeah, and the Lord will be responsible for you.
这个
the Lord
主会负你的责任。
Amen. Yeah. Amen. So you know, since that time, and then you know, my parents are fully convinced.
然后到了那个时候，我的父母就完全的信服了。
Yeah, because this is not just one time only.
这不是一个一次性的。
And from that time on.I always continue to be self-supporting.
从那个时间以后，我总是能够财政上支持我自己。
Anyway, so that's in terms of the students, and then, you know, to make a long story short, later on I continued, and there are many things we just always pray to the Lord. Lord, what should I do? What will be my career? This and that and so forth, marriage and so forth. Always put the Lord as the first priority.
长话短说，在我以后的人生里面，我一直把主放在第一位。我是会问主说：“哎，我的这个事业跟家庭都交给主。”
Yeah, and also for those not married yet, you trust your marriage to the Lord also.
如果你是还没有结婚的，你应该把你的婚姻交给主。
I can testify to you because of this, I got the best wife.
我可以向你做见证，因为这样我得到了最好的太太。
And you want to know? Later, I'll give you some real.Testimonies, but skip forward. So after I finished, in 1971, I came to U.S. and I was studying at UC San Diego mathematics, and I got my PhD in 1975. My first job was in Northwestern University at Evanston.
所以我1971年来到美国，在 UC San Diego 读数学。1975年博士毕业，然后在 UC Northwestern University 找到了工作。
So now I skip to my stage as a working one.
然后我就现在讲我的工作当中的经历。
So as a working one, I still the Lord is still the first priority.
作为在职者，主也仍然是我的首位。
Because our job certainly we need to do a job, but a job is not our first priority. Okay, the reason is this, you know.Everything we can do in this world, as far as job is concerned and so forth, all these are temporary.
我们确实需要努力的工作，但是这个不是我们的首要。
The Lord is will be faithful to supply our need.
主会负我们一切的责任。
Yeah, we need to eat. We need the food. We need the shelter.
我们有食物的需要，我们有住处的需要。
But the Lord's word is this: Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
但主的话说，叫我们先寻求他的国。
The Father knows you need all these things.
父知道我们一切的需要。
And He will supply you.
他会供应我们。
So, even though I was, you know, the other day I was telling people, I said the most busy, most job pressure is assistant professor.
所以我经常跟我的同事说，作为一个助理教授，你受到的工作压力是最大的。
It's not doctor, not physician, not a PhD student. The heaviest burden, pressure job.Is assistant professor.
这个超过了医生，超过了一个博士生，助理教授的压力是最大的。
Because you're on the clock.
你就是跟时间赛跑。
It's called the tenure clock.
就是这个啊，拿终身教职的这个时间。
Yeah, once you get a job, clock begin to run.
当你拿到这个助理教授的职位的时候，就开始了。
And then in six or seven years, if you're not up, you're out.
六到七年的时间里，你就做不出成绩，你就要离开。
So.But I was assistant professor. I got a 3-year contract.
当我做助理教授的时候，我有了三年的合同。
So you really have to run hard, see whether you can keep the job.
我需要非常努力来保住这个工作。
So we all have to try to keep our job, right?
我们都需要努力保住工作，对不对
？But the real job keeper is the Lord Himself.
只有主自己，他是保证我们工作的。
It's not really. Again, I say we have to do our part.
再说我们需要尽我们的责任。
But ultimately, we have to trust in the Lord.
但最终我们必须相信主。
So I was a assistant professor, but then I bought a house. I have a brother's house.
然后当我做助理教授的时候，我就买了一个房子来做弟兄之家。
I have 10 young brothers staying with me.
我跟十个年轻的弟兄一起住。
And we are just fully into the church life and the gospel on Northwestern campus.
我完全是进入这个西北大学的。福音跟教会生活。
And then, you know, actually, David Zhou, Brother David Zhou, some of them you know him, probably not here in the Franklin.
Franklin 的左弟兄。
Actually, he was one of the brothers staying in my house.
他就是住在我们家的其中一个。
Yeah. Anyway, so my point is this: this is our church life and so forth. And then now, I don't, you know, the class now become less class now, because I only teach.Two classes.
现在我需要上课的时间少了，因为我只需要教两节课。
So most of time are under my control.
所以我有很多可以自由分配的时间。
So obviously I will spend a lot of time in the church life, in meetings and this and that in the gospel.
确实，我在福音、在教会生活、在聚会里面用很多的时间。
So I do my best to publish, to teach.To do the service, that's what's required being an assistant professor.
So I'm very 努力的啊，去教书，去做研究，去啊发表论文，这都是做助理教授需要。
With whatever the time available to me. With whatever the time available.
就所有我可以支配的时间。
Yeah. So okay, I make a long story short. This going on after 3 years, and then my contract was not renewed.
长话短说，三年以后他们没有这个继续我的合同。
So.You will consider this might be a setback or disappointment.
你就会觉得说，你会不会觉得说这个很令你很失望
？But I did not consider that way.
但我不是这样想的。
Because in my view is that if I can keep this job, it must be of the Lord.
但在我看来，如果我能够保住这个工作，这就是出于主的。
In other words, if because my church life, and then I cannot keep this job I cannot do.
这个，但我另一面来说，如果因为我的教会生活使我不能够保住这个工作，那这个工作就不是我所适合的。
That's right. So, you know, so I did not regret at all.
我一点也不后悔。
But then I pray. So what should I do? I can certainly go to industry. I can continue to apply another academic job. And then, but the Lord still give me the burden to really still.Be on the academic so that I can share the gospel with the young student.
我就跟主祷告说，我下面要怎么选择？我可以去行业界做，我也可以有其他的选择。但是主给我的负担是仍然留在学术界，因为这样可以接触学生。
So the Lord just led me to University of California Riverside.
主就把我带到了河滨分校，加州大学河滨分校。
This is some story in there. you know, I really do not want, my personal idea is that all I need is a job so that I can serve the Lord.
我自己的想法就是说，我只需要一个工作，我可以服侍主就够了。
I really don't have a very strong desire to be this so-called tier one research university.
我并不是很想进到最一线的研究型大学。
Actually, for me, actually, I prefer to teach in community college.
我更愿意在社区大学来教书。
So I teach the class, and then all the other, you know, I don't have research pressure. I can spend more time in the church life.
我只需要教书就够了，我没有研究压力，可以有更多时间摆上。
And actually, I try my best to get that kind of job.
我试了很尽力去找那样的工作。
But the Lord's sovereignty, the Lord did not give me those jobs.
在主的主宰里面，没有把这样一份工作。
Actually, I tried.
我确实尝试了。
And you know, I applied to some other colleges in California because I know I got an interview at the UC Riverside. Actually, applied to Cal Poly Pomona and so forth. I wrote to them. I want to come to see you.They agreed for me to see them, and they saw me, and to make long story short, they did not give me an offer.
实际上，我拿到了UC Riverside 的这个面试以后，我还是继续去找这样的工作。
So I went to UC Riverside.
但是都没有成，所以我就去了 UC Riverside.
And so my living still the same.
所以我的生活还是一样。
Well, I still have to fully 100% in the church life.
我仍然要100%的在教会生活。
I use the rest of time to do the research, try to my best to publish, get the grants, mentor PhD students, participate in the conferences, this and that is what assistant professor is supposed to do.
将剩下的时间用在助理教授所有的正常的研究教学这事情上。
But my attitude is still the same.
但我的态度仍然是一样。
Well, the Lord, the job is yours.
主啊，这个工作是你的。
If in the church life, in thatframework, I can do it. It has to be coming from you.
Amen.
如果在这样的安排底下，我可以胜任这个工作，这个工作就是你为我。
And the Lord, if you don't do it, I cannot do it.
主啊，如果你不做事我就不能够胜任这样的。
My attitude is this: everybody else, by their effort, they can make it to the tenure.
我的态度就是说，所有其他的人在他们自己的努力里面，他们都可以得到这个终身教职。
And maybe if I spend more time sacrifice church life, I can do it by myself also.
如果我牺牲我教会生活的时间，摆更多的时间在研究上，我也许可以，也可以靠我自己来做到。
But my attitude is, Lord, I don't want to do it that way.
但我的态度就是主啊，我不愿意用这样的方式。
My job, you have to be in there.
在我的，你必须在我的工作里面有地位。
So that's my attitude, and but make long story short, the Lord is faithful.
这就是我的态度，但是长话短说，主是信实的。
And so, paper got published, grants obtained, and so forth, so on. The tenure was granted.
所以论文也发表了哈，那个资金也有了，那个最后终身教职也有了。
And there's a story, a little story in there. You know, when I was doing this, many brothers saw me, you know, work so hard because many times what happened is after the meeting, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and then.People go to bed. I begin to do the research.
其实经常是这样。当9点10点的时候，其他人都去睡了，但是我聚会完了，我还回去继续做。
And sometimes, you know, all of a sudden I heard the birds chirping now.
一下子那个早上我就听见鸟叫了。
And so forth. That happened very, very often.
这个是非常常见的。
So, but again, you see, the Lord is faithful.
在主还是信实的。
But because of that, some brothers told me, well, you know, forget about these academic things. You work so hard, the pay is low. Why don't you come to our company? And then, you know, with your resume, there's no problem. Give me your resume. I will put it in for you.
有些弟兄们就跟我交通说，在这个学术界里面这么辛苦，你为什么不到工业界呢？在你的这个研究的这个情形没有问题。
So you may say my face and so forth was shaking a bit.
我当时在里面就有一点的摇摆。
So eventually, I agreed I will give him the resume.
然后我就
and he did put in, and I did have an interview.
然后我就确实把我的简历交给他，他帮我投上去，我就有一个面试。
And then, but I did not get offer.
然后我没有拿到这个工作。
My pride was hurt a bit.
我觉得自尊心受伤了。
But the thing is this. The thing is this. 2 years later, I got the tenure, and 3 years later.All those jobs disappeared. Industry job.
2年以后，我拿到了终身的教职。 再过了三年，这些行业的这些公司都倒闭了。
Because those are the Reagan years, they build up the defense industry, and then after the Soviet Union disintegrated, there's a tremendous cutback on defense industry. The entire industry disappeared.
啊，因为那是在冷战的时期，整个国防的产业非常的繁荣，但是到了苏联解体以后，这个产业就消失了。
This is just one of the small testimony, saints. The Lord knows what He's doing.
Amen.
这就是我的一点见证，主知道他在做什么。
And we have to trust in the Lord.
我们必须相信他。
And additionally, by being at the UC Riverside.
此外，在这个 UC Riverside 的时候
，The Lord knows what He's doing again, because after 1989, so-called June 4th events in China, Tiananmen Square, and so forth, and all of a sudden.All these graduate students and so forth, they really open for the gospel.
主有他的主宰，在1989年以那个事件以后，那些中国来的留学生，他们向福音非常的敞开。
And at that time, all of them, almost all of them, came for graduate program.
当时几乎所有的人来都是读博士。
If I were to be in the community college or Cal Poly, I do not contact any of them.
如果在社区大学里面，我们就没有机会接触到任何的这样。
So you may say by my consecration desire and put before the Lord was able to do something to keep me, put me at the UC Riverside. And from 89 for the next 20 years or so, I was about to say, you know, just in cooperation with other saints, not by myself alone, and so forth. I opened my house, opened my home every Friday night, and so forth.And then cumulatively 20 years of time, indeed, there are probably more than 300 graduate students, their family, and so forth, baptized in my home.
可以这样说，因为我向着主有这样的奉献跟这样的心愿，主就来成全。然后从89年往后的20多年里，总共慢慢的有总共300位的学生在我们家里受浸得救。
So I consider this is really worthwhile to cooperate with the Lord.
我们这样子跟主的配合实在是值得的。
And you may say my career or the job, I did not suffer.
你可以说，在我的事业跟工作里面，我一点也没有受损。
You know, to put it in a simple way, you know, I was got a tenure, promoted, you know, to full professor, and I was actually department chairman for 6 years, and elected a fellow. And, well, whatever other people sort of get, I get also.
在我的工作里面，我得到了终身教职，得到了。郑教授，做到系主任啊，所有的这些其他人得到的，我也得到了。
But my point is this, that's not my criteria.
但是我的点是，这个不是我所寻求的标准。
My attitude is, if I don't get any of those,
我的态度是，即使我这些一点都没有得到
，my priority still the Lord and the church life.
主跟教会仍然是我看所最看重的。
So this is in terms of being a working one.
这就是我们怎样来在工作当中。
So now, a testimony about being a parent.
然后做一点做父母的见证，做父亲的见证。
So my first child was born while I was in the Evanston at the Northwestern.
当我在西北大学的 Evanston 的时候，我的第一个孩子出生了。
I just give you one testimony.
给你们一个见证。
And was born in December, and then the next year, summer training came.
十二月他出生，然后第二年的这个暑假的那个什么夏季训练的时候。
And those days, summer training was 10 days.
那个时候的夏季训练有10天。
And Brother Lee gave 3 messages a day.
李弟兄每天讲3篇信息。
So each summer training, winter training, we got 30 messages.
有30篇的信息。
Not like now only 12.
现在只有12篇了。
So now the question is this: Does my wife go to the training or not?
现在的问题是，我的太太要不要跟我一起去
？Well, actually, we don't have much consideration.
实在我没有多的考虑。
She will go.
她就是要去。
So, but we have an 8-month-old baby. What do you do?
但是我们怎么样来处理这个8个月大的小孩
？Well, we just fellowship with the other sisters.
我们跟其他的姊妹交通。
So we just give our baby to a sister.
我们就把那个小孩给了一个姊妹。
Now is the weaning time.断奶
哦，这是断奶的时候。
Yeah. So we went to the training and give this baby to his sister, and the sister took care of her for 10 days, and then during that time she was weaned.
所以我们就把这个去了训练，在这个十天里面把这个孩子托给一个姊妹，这个那个小孩在这十天里就断奶了。
My testimony is this is our firstborn.
我的见证就是这个是我们的长子。
But children cannot, we love children cannot be loved more than the Lord.
但是我们不能够爱我们的孩子过于爱主。
We pray for them.
我们会为他祷告。
We bring them to the Lord.
我们把他们带到主的面前。
But we have to serve the Lord first.
但我们必须首先侍奉主。
So eventually second child come, third child come, eventually have five children.
然后就是第二个第三个直到第五个。
And then so still the same.
同样的原则。
All the pure prayer meeting, we brought all five children.
除了祷告聚会，我们把五个都带去。
And the brother later on, yeah, we moved to Riverside, and the Friday night we go to Anaheim, which is about 1 hour away, and then we brought all five children for Friday night brother's ministry station.
所以当时我们到了 Riverside 以后，要开车一个小时去 Anaheim 听这个 brother 李弟兄的信息，我们把五个都带去。
Every Saturday morning, we brought all five children to the meeting hall to do the service.
到周六的早上，我们把五个小孩都带着去这个会所做服事。
Our attitude is always this. Church life is always the number one.
我们的态度总是教会生活是我们的首位。
And I opened the home.
我把家打开。
And all the children, actually, we train them, we help them to be our gospel partners.
所以我们就让我们所有的小孩都受训练，成为我们的。
Because when you have the homes, other kids of same age, they are very, very good gospel partners.
所以其他的小朋友来的时候，我们的孩子就成为非常好的福音。
Two things can happen. On the negative side, the children they always have conflict.
一面来说小孩之间总是有这样的冲突。
Because they are children, right? They'll fight over the toys and this and that. This always can happen.
他们就是会为了争抢玩具而打架啊，这样的事情在小孩当中都要发生。
Being a parent，
在做一个父母。
And then how do you in this sort of situation? How do you talk to your children?
在这样的情形里面，你怎么样来跟你的孩子沟通
？You can protect them。
你可以保护他们。
And say, well, this is not good, and so forth. My children should not be ill-treated, and so forth. And then you can do something about it.
你可以说你不应该这样对待我的小孩然后就可以做一些事情。
But our attitude is always speak to our children, says we do all this for the sake of the gospel.
但是我们的态度总是说，我们跟小孩说，我们所做的所有这些都是为了福音。
Enlarge your heart.
让你的心打开那个。
Tell our children, enlarge your heart. Don't care about these toys being damaged, your room being ransacked.Your wall being squat on and so forth.
不要在意说你的玩具坏了，你的墙被画花了。
In other words, we have to tell our children what's more valuable.
换句话说，我们必须告诉孩子什么是最宝贵的。
Give them a higher vision.
给他们一个更高的意向。
So that they become a gospel partner.
所以他们可以成为福音的同伴。
To make other children happy.
让其他的小孩可以觉得
开心。The children were happy to come.
他们就会更喜欢来。
Then their parents will come.
然后他们的父母就会来。
If their children is not happy, and then the parents will not come either.
如果其他的小朋友不开心的话，他们的父母就不会再来。
So even when the children, we help them, impart this vision burden into them, we live for the gospel.
所以我们就帮助我们的小孩看见。
So their personality is enlarged.
他们是我们是为着福音的，然后他们的
they are not self-centered.
他们就不会这样自我中心。
Yeah, so you see, saints, isn't this the best education for your children?
这不是对你们小孩最好的教育吗
？You protect them. Do you want to make them self-centered?
你这样保护他们，你是不是使他你想让他们更加的自我中心
？And everything we do, we set a pattern for them.
我们不管做什么，我们都是为他们立了一个榜样。
So that they know.
所以他们知道
in our life.The Lord is always the first.
在我们的生活里，主首永远是首位。
And as I said, you know, we do not allow them or take them to any quote extracurricular activity, so forth. If there's a conflict with the meeting schedule,
我们从来不让他们参加任何跟教会生活冲突的 课外活动。
That doesn't mean that they don't participate in the extracurricular activities.
就不是说他们就没有课外活动了。
Yeah, one of my daughter is a black belt, jiu-jitsu. I mean, taekwondo. Yeah.
我们有一个女儿，她是跆拳道的黑带。
Yeah, and my other ones, my other daughter, she studied this, learned a lot about jiu-jitsu.
另外一个女儿，她学了很多的那个叫什么？
就基础这个
柔道
之类的啊，and they also learn painting, piano, among many other things.
他们学绘画、钢琴啊，许多的东西。
I don't mean you know we don't allow children to do that. You do.
我们不是说不让你去参加这些活动，我们可以去。
The question is how do you arrange it?
但是你怎么样来安排
？So that they know what's your first priority.
所以他们就知道说你们的首要的事情是什么。
Yeah, so they got all these things.
所以他们可以学到很多这样的东西。
Yeah, but they know that there's no conflict with the church.
他们就知道说这些都不可以跟教会生活有冲突。
And in terms of school, because I know a lot of parents, young working ones, the number one concern is their children.
在学校里面。
About sending kids to the school, because among the Chinese, you know, among many others, we always say.Get to the best school district.
我们总是想说，要我们的小孩啊，能够上最好的学校。
Spend a fortune, try to get into the best school district.
就是花了很多的钱在买房子在最好的学区。
And so forth, because of that, hinders your church life.
但是这样的话呢，你的住址可能会影响你的教会生活。
You know, I'm in education, and I know statistics.
所以我是在教育界工作的，但我又知道统计啊。
Most of our parents will look at the average score, right? Yeah.This particular school district, school is their English test, math test, everything at the bottom. This must be a bad school.
我们有很多家长会这样看说，哎，这个学校它的统计英语是怎么样啊？数学成绩是怎么样？哎，这很差。
Yeah, and also, how many of these students, what percentage they can go to college and so forth.
然后他就看说有多少百分比的学生可以上大学啊？
But with statistics, always average doesn't tell you anything.
其实这个平均数并不能告诉你什么。
It can be distorted all kinds of ways.
还有各种各样的方式可以被歪曲。
Yeah, so when my children started the elementary school, I actually sent them to one of the worst in terms of scores.
当我的小孩要上小学的时候，我实际上把他们送到一个在评分上是最差的学校之一。
And there's a good reason for it.
但是有一个原因。
Because that school, in terms of scores, they are very low.And because of the demographic composition,
这个学校
95% of them get free lunch.
Okay.
And whenever I go to the parent-teacher conference, I do not understand what they say because they all speak Spanish.
这个学校它之所以评分低，是因为有95%的学生都是需要这个免费午餐的。
But I, yeah, but I send my kids there.
但我把学生还送去。
Because of that, they have a magnet program.
因为他们有这样一个特别的项目
，so they have a special program, you know, allow those sort of gifted, talented, and so forth. They have a special program.
他们有一个就是说针对优才教育的这样一个项目。
So I thought this actually very good. All my kids, they can learn Spanish.
这也很好啊。
Without my teaching them anything.
这也很好，因为这个他们都可以，小孩都可以学到西班牙语。
So all my 5 kids, they speak Spanish fluently.
所以现在我的那个5个小孩，他们都可以学说非常流利的西班牙语。
Actually, my son went to the full-time training in Mexico City.
我的儿子就去了那个墨西哥城啊，学这个参加这个全时间训练。
Yeah. So, as far as you may ask, parents always ask, what about the academic?
父母总会问说，那你的学习怎么样呢
？Well, academic has no problem at all.
学习一点也没有问题。
Depends. You see, academic depends on your kids.
这个学习成绩是跟你的小孩本人是相关的。
Well, it depends on what the Lord gifted to them. Not everybody gonna be Einstein.
这是主给每一个人的一份，并不是每一个人都是爱因斯坦。
Yeah, you think you can train everybody to be Einstein?
你觉得你可以让每个人都训练成爱因斯坦吗？把他们给他们就是最好的学校。
And ask them to work very hard, they can be one.
然后逼他们非常努力的学习，他们就可以成为爱因斯坦吗
？Not at all，
不是这样子的。
Yeah, they can only move according to their own whatever the Lord gifted to them.
他们只能在主所赐给他们的份上来
啊。You know, Chinese among this, every mother is a tiger mom.
中国人就说每一个妈妈都是一个虎妈。
You want that everybody, you know, everyone has to be the number one in their class.
每一个人都要做他们班上的第一。
But obviously, not everyone can be.
很明显的，这个就是不可能的。
Well, anyway, because of time, you know, I need there are many of these details. My point is this. We need to bring our children to the Lord.
我的点是我们需要把我们的小孩带到主的面前。
And we do give them the best education.
我们确实要给他们最好的教育。
But as far as the school district and so forth, and get to the quote, you know, some elite schools, it's not necessary. I'm not saying you should not do that, but it's not necessary.
这不是完全必要让他们上最好的所谓最好的学校，并不是完全必要的，并不是说我们不应该这样做，而说这不是非常必要的。
This is study after study, study after study to compare these ones and so forth. Just recently, another study came out. They do this, you know, individual comparison. For example, you have one kid, they applied to a say like a state school, and the other say go to one of the Ivy League. But then, for whatever the reason, this kid choose not to go to Ivy League or go to a state school, and they track them. After they graduate, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, and so forth, the result no difference.
这个是有许许多多的研究。最近有一份说，如果你得到了常青藤大学的录取，但你没有去，你去了一个州立的大学，那么5年以后、10年以后，你的发展如何呢？并没有看出任何的差别。
It depends on the person.
这是跟这个人相关的。
Yeah, it's not the point which school you go to.
而不是说跟这个人去哪个学校。
This is a study after study always confirmed this.
这一份一份的研究都证实
了。You know, I'm just bringing out some scientific fact for you, parents. You know, so your consideration, you will not be just swayed by some misunderstanding.
父母们，我们只是把这个一个科学的事实摆在你们面前，所以你们不会被这些学校的这些招牌所吸引。
Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying don't send your kids to the elite school and so I'm not saying that.
不要误会我，我并不是说不要让你们的小孩去最好的学校。
But what I'm saying is that you do not need to put this such an inordinate amount of pressure on them.
但是我只是说不需要因为这个而产生这么大的压力。
And for yourself also.
对自己也是。
And because I know many parents, because their children's education and so forth, and then that hinders their church life tremendously.
我知道有许多的父母因为让他们的孩子去这样的好的学校，就妨碍他们的教会生活。
My point is that there's no need to do so.
我的点就是这是不必要的。
It's just wasting.
这就是一种浪费。
Yeah. So being a parents, you know, all my children actually they all go to state schools.
我的所有的小孩都去了这个州立的学校。
They all turned out to be very well.
他们的成绩都很好。
Well, I don't need to tell you, you know, the achievement, but anyway, they turned out to be very well.
对，他们最后的那个事业都很好。
And parents also you need to know, you know, especially some put so much in terms of academic. It's person's success in terms of their career and so forth.At least in the most of the industrial job and so forth, that contribution, your technical know-how is less than 50%. Your person is more than 50%.
在即使在从个人的职业发展上来说，你能否胜任一个工作，你的知识只是占了不到一半，但是你这个人占了更大的比例。
Especially your human skills.
尤其是你的这个人际交往的能力。
And this is the reason I.Encourage and very strongly encourage all my children to participate in the service group of the church.
所以这就是为什么我非常的鼓励我所有的小孩都在这个教会的服事组里面
Even go to the college, you know, I told them, you know, because in California not too far, I always tell them, don't come home. Why? So that you can be consistently in your service group. Because children keep coming home, their service group.They will be disrupted. So I say, join your local church's service group. You serve there. Don't come home too often.
我总是对我们的小孩说，你不要经常的回家，因为这会打乱你在这个服事组里面的服事。你就一直的留在服事组里面，不要这么经常的回家。
Because a young person learn to serve others and learn how to in coordination to serve others. This kind of a perfection to them. is much more than their academic achievement.
Amen.
I can assure you that.
对于青年人来说，知道如何的服侍别人，并且在配搭的里面来服侍，这个比你的所谓学习上的成就是重要太多了。
You know, straight A doesn't mean too much.
全答 A 也不代表什么。
I tell you a story. It might be semi-joke, but it's really true.
我告诉你们一个故事，真实的故事，虽然听起来可能像个笑话。
It goes like this: the dean of the university have a reception for all the new faculty.
学校的这个院长哈为所有的这个新教员哈有一个这个欢迎的晚宴。
So after all this and that, and then the dean told all this new professor.Says, I give you advice. You have to be very nice to all students.
就那个院长就跟我们说，给你们一个忠告，你们需要对学生啊非常的友善。
Yeah, those A students will be your colleague in the future.
那些 A 学生啊，拿 A 的学生就会成为你们的同事。
So you have to be very nice to them.
所以你就要对他们好。
And those C students.You have to be very nice to them because those will be the donation to the university.
拿 C 的学生，你也要对他们友善，因为他们以后就会成为学校的捐助人。
Yeah, and the B students have to be very nice because those B students work for the C students.
对，拿 B 的学生也要很友善，因为他们就会为那些拿 C 的学生工作。
And being academic, I will observe a lot of people, and actually, this is quite true.
在学校里面，我就看了许许多多的学生，这确实是真的。
So evaluation of a person's success are many dimensions.、Right?
对，所以衡量一个人成功有许多的方面。
There are many dimensions. You know, academic good, okay, you can be a professor or something. Well, it's good.
他的学业成功。
There's nothing wrong with that.
学业上成功，你可以成为一个教授，这也很好。
But C students, well, they can earn a lot of money. That's good also.
但你拿 C 的话，你可以挣很多的钱啊，这也是。
Because they know how to.You know, take a people and the party and then so forth, and then they know how to take a people. So those become the managers.
他们知道哎，怎么样去参加这个跟人的相处啊，在这些 party 里面，他们最后就成为管理者。
Well, the B students they are good because they know the technical things, but not good enough to be a professor. But they can really the company depends upon them. Otherwise, nothing goes.
拿 B 的学生他们并不是那么厉害，可以成为教授，但是他们也知道很多技术的细节，他们在公司里面工作。
So my point is this, you know, every child, God given gift is useful.
对，我的点就是说，每一个小孩神都给他们一份的祝福，一份的才能。
So,
you, 是有用的
and the success of many different kind of measurements.
在衡量成功上有很多的方面。
Yeah, so what I'm telling you is that parents open up the mind.
Right. 父母应该就是说这个怎么讲，想思路更开阔一些。
So, you know, you have to evaluate your child. What kind of interest, what kind of talent, just develop that way.
你就要看你的小孩在哪一个方面说他比较有兴趣跟才能，他们来发展。
They will be a happy person. They will make a very positive contribution to the society. And then, if they love the Lord, they live a joyful life.
他们会过得很开心，他们对社会有贡献。然后，如果他们爱主的话，他们就有一个非常喜乐的生活。
In this country, especially in U.S., because the technology and so forth, as far as the living standard, it's very democratized.
在这个发达的国家哈，美国，如果你是说从生活质量上来说，那个应该怎么讲？
非常民主化。
非常民主。
平民化。
平民化。
I tell you now, I told a lot of graduate students, you know, they came in and we give them the support, and then they get about $1,500 a month. And I told them, your living standard is not much different from Bill Gates. You think about it.
有很多学生进来哈，我们给他一个月有这么多的这个1500块的这个工资，但是我就告诉他们，其实你的生活质量跟 Bill Gates 也差不了多少。
You think about it.
你自己想一想
，How much Bill Gates can eat?
吃多少
？You know, when Bill Gates lay down, it's still about 3x8 square foot.
躺下来的时候也是占了差不多大小的一块地方。
Well, Bill Gates maybe I don't know what kind of car he drives, but you can get a car with air conditioning and so get to where you are.
不晓得 Bill Gates 开什么车，但你也可以开一辆还有空调的不错的车。
So you know, don't get this too much into your mind.
不要让这些占领的太霸占。
You know, in a sense, you know, what I live now and when I was a graduate student doesn't make much difference.
作为我自己来讲，我现在的生活跟我做博士生的生活也没有太大的区别。
You know, one time just a few years ago, my house's the pipe bursted in the upstairs.
几年以前啊，楼上的水管啊，我们家爆裂了。
And nobody was home, the whole house was flooded.
所以整个水房子都淹水。
So I have to move out and so forth, and then I thought, you know, maybe three or two, it's quite extensive. I thought 3 to 6 months should be restored.
我们需要搬出去，然后要3到6个月的时间。
And so I moved with another family, and then he gave us a room.
所以我们就搬去跟另外一家一起住。
The room size probably got 150 square feet.
那个房只有
150平方尺。Yeah.And enough to put a bed, a desk, that's about it.
你就可以放一个床，放一个桌子，差不多。
And so my wife and I, we just take a suitcase there.
我们就拿一个行李箱就去了。
And we stayed for 3 years.
我们在那里留了住了三年。
And I don't feel any difference.
我也没感觉有什么不同。
My house is more than, you know, let me put it this way, that square footage is less than 5% of my house.
这样说，就是说那个小房间只有我房子面积的5%。
But I lived there for 3 years. I don't feel the difference.
但我在那里住了三年，一点也没有感觉到不同。
So my point is this, saints, we have to put this in perspective.
我们就要
就是有正确的观点。
正确的观念。
Yeah, you have to put this in perspective. You know, don't think about, oh boy, you know, I have to get this and that and so forth. You come to your living, a comfortable living. What you need is very small.
不要想说我需要这个，我需要那个。其实，在你的生活里面，你真正需要的是很少。
So don't work up all the anxiety about these things. About your children, what kind of job they're going to get. I can assure you, if in this country, unless this person is utterly lazy, they can always make a good living, reasonable living.
在这个国家里面，除非你是非常非常的懒惰，否则你总会有还过得去的生活。
So I don't worry about my children going to be starved.
我一点也不担心我的孩子会挨饿。
I know they can live.
他们必然能够生活。
So this will free.
这个就会使你得到释放。
You know, we need to live free before the Lord.
我们需要在主面前有一种释放自由的生活。
You know, I have been a parent. I certainly love my kids.
我是做父亲的，我当然爱我的孩子。
But the point is that what kind of things you as a parent you can give the best to your children?
但现在的问题是，作为父母的，什么是你能给孩子最好的？
Actually, the best gift you can give to them is to bring them to the Lord, so that our God, my God, can be their God.
Amen.
你给他们最好的东西是把他们带到主的面前，使你的神也变成他们的神。
So that they have a personal experience that God to them is personal and real.
所以他们跟神有一个个人的经历，他们觉得神是真实的。
Once they have this kind of transaction.And I feel my job is done because then I completely at peace and at ease.
让他们跟神有这样子的关系，我就觉得说我的工作完成了，我现在觉得非常的释放。
Because whatever going to happen to them in their life, they have the Lord dear, real to them.
不管他们的生活里面发生了什么，他们总是有一位又真又活的神在他们。
Otherwise, I don't know how they going to deal with their life.
不然我就不知道他们怎么样来面对他们的生活。
I know things gonna change. There's no guarantee what's gonna happen.
事情总是会变化的也不能保证他们的生活会发生什么。
But the only guarantee is that if they have the Lord will take them through.
唯一的保证就是，如果他们有主，主就会带他们过去。
The other thing, parents, if you love your kids, you have to build up a spiritual relationship.
第二件事就是父母，如果你们有孩子，你们要跟他们建立属灵的关系。
Because the children and the parents, naturally, that relationship is in the old creation.
因为孩子跟父母的原本的关系是在旧人的范围里面。
You want to make sure your children is not just your children is not just in the old creation. You want to make them your children in the new creation.
你必须让他们也成为你在新造里的孩子。
In other words, make your children your spiritual children also.
也就是说，让他们成为你属灵的孩子。
Then this relationship will last to eternity.
这样的一层的关系就是存到永远的。
Otherwise, the old creation will be terminated.
不然的话，旧造里面的关系是会结束的。
So, if you really love your children, parents, make your children your spiritual children.
如果你真的爱你的孩子，父母们让你们的孩子成为你们属灵的孩子。
Otherwise, you are not really love them.
不然的话，你就不是真的爱他们。
Your love to them is not according to the truth.
你的爱他们并不是按照啊这个
真理。The Bible told us we have the love in truth.
按着真理的爱哈，就是圣经上所说的。
Otherwise, you know, you're gonna be gone.
不然的话，就他们就会。
Anyway, you know, time is way over, but I got a bit permission from him, say so I can last it long. But anyway, you know, to summarize is this. You know, I just give a very brief testimony about being a student, being a working one, being a parent. Okay, of course, you know, I can only give a very broad brush, and of course, there's a lot of detail in there. You know, I'm not saying with all the children, everything's smooth sailing. You know, there's up and down, so sometimes I really agonize, desperately pray with my wife. And the number one thing is that with children, we have to pray for them. Amen. My wife and I pray for our children a lot. My wife, every first day of the month, fast and pray for our children, you know, and so forth. So, my point is this, we always make the first priority, the Lord is our first priority. All these other things are going to pass away. Otherwise, you looking back, you know, last July 1st, I took early retirement, you know, because we don't have a retirement age. Once I get the tenure, I can work until I die. But I don't want to work until I die. I consider, you know, I can publish more papers. I can mentor a few more PhD students, which I'm still doing. So I, in a way, quit my job. So my time can be free. I changed the priority. And so that, but I still apply for another title called the Professor of Graduate Division so that I can still maintain a title. I can still help many other people in terms of sponsor academic visitors. I can still mentor PhD students, but my time is free now. You know, you just, everybody have to consider what really is worthwhile and what is the secondary. Okay. So, you know, I don't know. We have younger ones. Well, actually, I can give a testimony of the teenagers also. But I don't have time now. So I only started with college students, you know, career, job, being a parent, take up children, and so forth. My youngest child is 29 now, and so forth. You know, they're all grown, and they thank the Lord, they're preserved by the Lord. And I don't worry about their living really. You know, one time, one of the child, you know, she thought, you know, boy, I got this, you know, everything's fine. But the good thing is that the Lord, after she graduated, for a long time, she cannot find the job she wants. And my wife and I say, inwardly say, hallelujah. Well, outwardly we tell her, we'll pray for you, you know, and so on. Inwardly we say, hallelujah. That's the best thing ever happened to her because this caused her, you know, to really come down from all this imagination, I can do this, I can do that, and so forth. To make a long story short, during a long period of time, we pray a lot, and she really turned to the Lord. And now, you know, What you know, the delay for some time is well worthwhile if they gain the Lord.
Amen.
And actually, I would say, you know, after this time is over and so forth, now the Lord gave her a job much better than she expected. Mm-hmm. You know, so my point is this, you know, our evaluation has to be with eternal value.
Amen. Amen.
Temporary things, get the, you know, another $100,000 or so what? You know, but if a person can really turn to the Lord, and have something with eternal value, that's all worthwhile.
Amen.
So, since my point is this, now we got 130 in English speaking, 130 Chinese speaking, and so forth. What are you going to do with it? The Lord presented such an unprecedented opportunity for us. And then we can collaborate with this something with eternal value. Can we rearrange a bit of priority? Spare some time to take up these new ones. These ones, as Paul says, you know, to the Philippians, will be your joy and your crown.
Amen.
Really, it'll be your joy and your crown will last forever. And so what if you can gain, you know, by doing this, by doing that, you think you can gain this, gain that, eventually all this is going to flee away. Not worth it. do consecrate yourself. Take care of the new ones. If you bring one, not only got saved, but also bring them unto maturity. How much this person in the kingdom, they're going to thank you. This is our joy. This is our crown. This is our eternal destiny. You know, all these temporary things we do need. But as the Lord, the word says, seek the kingdom first. The Lord knows we need all these things. He will definitely not allow you to starve. Actually, we all eat too much anyway. but what I'm saying is that the Lord knows what we need. You know, the material things, what we need is very, very little. You know, when I say your living standard and so forth, not much different from Bill Gates, I'm not joking. I'm not exaggerating either. You know, all I know is that Bill Gates sometimes enjoy, you know, go to an Indian restaurant. You can do that. You know, so you know, don't worry too much about these things. Your job, the Lord knows you need a job. And I can tell you, if you lose a job, the Lord knows you need to lose a job. I'm not joking about this either. You know, so that the Lord arranged everything so that we can gain Him.
Amen.
You know, Romans 8 says that God caused all things to work together to the good for those who love the Lord and those who called according to His purpose. It's not a joke. It's real. It's in the Bible. But if we take this in, we can experience it. Today, saints, when we read the Bible, when we say enjoy the word, what do you mean by enjoy the word? That means that word can apply to your living.
Amen.
Then you enjoy it. It's not some sort of emotional high, I feel good, and so forth. That does not change your being.
Amen.
This is not enjoying the Lord. That's your enjoyment in your soul. Which you can get it from reading poetry, listen to the music, you can get the emotional soothing and so forth. But when we say enjoy the Lord, that means the Lord become your portion, got into you, change you, have something deposited into you. That called enjoyment of the Lord.
Amen.
But in that enjoyment, you may not have emotionally high. You may actually sometimes have some struggle. But with that struggle, you gain Christ.
Amen.
And that becomes eternally precious.
Amen.
So when we read the word, saints, make this word become part of our living.
Amen.
So that we can really experience what the word tells us.
Amen.
If we say, God caused all things work together, well, then we have to experience all things working together.
Amen.
Right? Amen. When we say, rejoice in everything, give thanks, can you really in everything give thanks? If you can, that means you really enjoy the word. But otherwise, you are not. So my point is this, saints, you know, I pass through all this. I'm just giving you a testimony. I by no means a hero at all. I can tell you, I'm very weak. Just like Paul said, you know, this is not a self-humility anything. I know I'm weak many times in fear, trembling. But because I know I cannot do anything, so the only way I can do is depend upon Him.
Amen.
Pretty much, lay hold on Him. Lord, if you don't do it, I cannot do it.
Amen.
Lord, for your name's sake, lead me, go on.
Amen.
If you don't hold me, I may shame your name.
Amen.
The only way I can do is the Lord, I depend upon you.
Amen.
But then, by the word, and also by the encouragement of the saints, participate in the church life, the Lord keep us.
Amen.
Well, I hope this will give you some encouragement.
Amen.
As I say, I by no means, you know, anything different from you or anybody else. But really, by the Lord's mercy, you know, I'm what I am. And hopefully, the Lord will continue to preserve me, encourage me, and then I can go on until the end.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
The word has always inspired me. You know, I'm close to 70. And then I hope by 80, I have the spirit of Joshua and Caleb.
Amen.
When Caleb will get 80 years old, he said, well, my strength is still not fade, like I was 40.
Amen.
And then he still asked Joshua, give me a hill. I will take this.
Amen.
Right? We have to have this kind of spirit burning in our heart.
Amen.
So that we'll be energized every morning. Right? And then every day we get up, it's a new day, full of expectation.
Amen.
To experience the Lord and go on and so forth.
Amen.
You know, I don't know how long the Lord going to give me, but I hope every day I can live the Lord.
Amen.
Every day the fire will be continually burning.
Amen.
So that we'll never get old, the outward man may be sort of a decaying, but hopefully the inward man is being renewed day by day.
Amen.
We encourage one another, especially now I can see the Lord is really reigning in this area, especially in Rutgers University.
Amen.
But then, when the Lord reigns, He needs the people to till the ground.
Amen.
May we all rise up to till the ground,
Amen.
To cooperate with Him so that we can gain something for the Lord with eternal value,
Amen.
So that our life will be full of meaning. It will not be wasted.
Amen.
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 Let's have some prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for your speaking.
Amen.
The speaking in the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That we would like to put our life and our being with you as our first priority, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, you are our first priority.
Amen.
You are the worthy one.
Amen.
We behold and look unto you.
Amen.
Therefore, we consecrate ourselves into you.
Amen.
Lord, give us the heart to enjoy your church life.
Amen.
And you do the shepherding.
Amen.
Working one with you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for such rich speaking.
Amen.